Okay, let's start Mishnah Tesvav. Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Tesvav. Isem Kli Kibul Mikol Makom Pamei. Any type of Kli Kibul, even if it's reciprocal from the smallest amount, if you could hold the smallest Mashahu, it's called the Kli Kibul, and it is Tamei. Good? Are you with me? Okay, look at the Rav. Isem Kli Kibul Mikol Makom Afilu Lo Yaso Roy Lekabul Ela Mashahu. Even if it's only fit to accept the smallest amount, it is a clay kibble and it's tummy. Next. It's a mishkav moshav mikol mokoim. Rav, mishkav moshav mikol mokoim li yeshiva mu'etes, kegoin shahoyin nishon o nit lebo. The person was nishon, he leans on it, o nit lebo, or he's suspended from a hammock, or anything which he even leans on, even though it might not be fit to actually lie down on, if it's fit to lean on, automatically it's called a Mishkav U'Moshav. And you know, the Mishkav U'Moshav is the Chumrah that it becomes an Av HaTumah, whereas something which is touched by a Sonus Tumah becomes a Rishon LaTumah. Or Mishkav U'Moshav takes on the status of the person that leans upon, relies upon it. Okay, so even the smallest amount is tummy. Even if it's minimal, it's not something which
it
is comfortable. It's meant. You craft a utensil which is meant to be reclined upon, or is crafted, or is designed to be leaned upon. Even to a small degree, it's not something that's fit for sleeping. It's not 100% comfortable. It's mikol mokum. It's not 100%. It's not a queen size bed. A queen size bed is fit for the optimal sleeping experience. Yes. You can twist and turn back and forth.
Make it feel cool.
Okay. Weiter. Mishkav Moshe Mikol Mokom Tomei.
Even if it's a small bed,
even if it's minimal, a small teeny bed, let's say like on an airplane. Okay, think of the difference between a bed, a queen, is that what it's called, a queen size bed? What's different size beds?
I don't know.
What size bed, what does the average person, one person, what is that called? Twin? It's called twin. And then it's called king and queen. I don't know, they're all different types of size beds. So you have a bed that's very, very small, it's just barely able to fit one person upon, that's also called, it's also called a bed. Okay, Mishkav Moshav.
Either he hangs on it or he touches it.
No, that's not what it means. It means ha'oise, a person who makes. Let's say Rachman is on the stretchers in an ambulance. They're extremely narrow. That's not something a person wants to go to sleep on. What's a Mishkav Moshav?
If he makes it. If he makes these things.
What are they? What is a Mishkav Moshav? These are
beds
or chairs that are meant for sitting or sleeping. So you may be inclined to believe that a Mishkav Moshav only becomes an Av HaTumah only if it's comfortable. Would a person sleep on a stretcher that they have in an ambulance?
Are you joking? Why is it crazy?
It's too narrow. Why not? It's padded. It's comfortable. Anyway, that's where a person's headed.
Get out of it.
So the answer is, it doesn't matter. Since it's fit nominally, it's fit to lie down upon,
yes.
So it's mekabel tumah.
Good.
Okay?
Ha'isei kis me'or hamatzah.
A person makes a kis, makes a pouch from leather. Normally leather, there is high quality leather that's finished. Louis Vuitton leather. Finished leather, right? It's really nice, has the logo, it's all nice and done. No. Even if it's made from matzah, means leather that's not yet been processed. So it's also, the halach is, or min haniyar papyrus. Papyrus, tame.
Papyrus
is, I think it's made from reeds, grass. That's called papyrus. You take grass and you press it together with glue. Before they had paper.
Is that what you call it? Is that
all the old
things? Is that an English word?
Yeah.
I never heard that before.
Art school word. Papyrus. Well, don't say I didn't teach you something.
Yeah, you did, finally. Papyrus.
Okay, so oysam and a yard tame. Harimain, a pomegranate.
It's a cheap
paper.
The cheap paper.
It's the only paper.
It's made out of
grass. Grass and glue. Grass and glue.
How do you write on it?
Write. Take a pen.
You ever write on poppy grass paper?
They don't sell it today.
Oh, I see.
It's not available in the open market.
Uh-huh.
It's only available
on the closed market.
In the museums, it's available.
You saw it in
you have a couple million dollars
Did
to
you
go.
Ever see it in the museum?
And they said, someone told me they still make it in some of the Oriental countries. Go east, my child, and you'll find
it. Supposed to go west.
West is if you want to become modern and assimilated, and by sure would say go east, because if you go west, we'll be corrupt.
Okay. Whatever you say. Okay, so. If you make a kiss out of...
The leather hamatzah means unfinished leather. Leather that has not been processed.
Right. How do you call it matzah? Matzah
means an unfinished product.
See, we learned this on Taka.
I told you we learned it. We're reviewing it.
We learned it on Pesach,
but you don't remember anything else we learned. Now you first wake up and you tell me we learned it. What about everything else?
I don't remember a thing. It's like
what about the rest of the Masechta? Do you remember this thing?
Sure.
Do you remember this? What is this thing? No, what is this thing called?
This is a pot.
This is the aparkas.
That's right.
Shalmateches. What is this thing called?
Yeah.
This is called the misanenes.
You're reading it.
How many holes? Three holes. Three of them have to be broken. Remember the locks that they're broken into?
Sure, different things.
You got a chazer. You have to chazer. Every day you have to chazer.
They are a matzah.
Mar matzah means leather that's not been fully processed. Matzah is an unfinished product. This is one of the beautiful drushes they have on Pesach.
Yeah.
Matzah means unfinished leather. Leather that's not been fully processed. That's why one of the very beautiful drushes of Pesach is we eat an unfinished product to remind us that we here on this world, we're not finished. Do we sure speak about this?
Yeah.
What is matzah? Matzah is a product that's not yet that's unfinished. Klal Yisrael Yitzias Mitzrayim, the symbol of Klal Yisrael Yitzias is matzah. There's more to come. We're not yet complete. Just because Hashem has taken us out of freedom, Declaration of Independence, doesn't mean we're complete. We've just begun. There's Matan Torah. There's Eretz Yisrael. There's a maturity process. There's development. Matzah is a term which means something that's incomplete. So here we have leather. Leather. Incomplete. There's
not,
leather.
Not Louis
there's
Vital.
This Louis Vuitton. Vuitton.
Vital?
Vuitton. Ask your wife. Louis Vuitton. You didn't buy for your wife a Louis Vuitton pocketbook?
Never.
What kind of husband are you?
She's a big coach fan.
If you buy Louis Vuitton, she'll be very happy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thanks for telling me now. You know all the inside scoop. Or hamatzah, go ahead.
Make leather from or leather hamatzah that's not complete,
finished.
That's not yet finished.
Minaniyar,
from your papyrus.
Papyrus.
Tomei, let's see if you have the other one.
You're making a kiss also out of Niyar?
You're making a kiss, yes. Or you're making yes. Minaniyar, yes. Niyar, let's see if you have the Rav Minaniyar Matzah. Deloy Malich, it's not Kumlich, it's not salted, Deloy Kumiach. Kamiach is flour, but of it has not been applied gold. There are three ingredients. You apply to leather. You apply salt, you apply flour, and you apply gold nuts. These are the three critical ingredients that you must apply to leather in order to make leather or
to
order to not to finish, to process it.
To process it.
So let's say you have
regular food type of items. Flour. Salt,
flour,
sounds
and gold
like
nuts.
A cake. Sounds like you're making a cake.
Enoch Naim, when you make leather, you have to add these ingredients. So these ingredients, let's say you have not added these three ingredients, they have not added these three ingredients to the leather. So it says over here, it's called matzah. So, umin haniyar, ha'osu minu minasa, from grass. Sheyesh, so the rule is, in these examples, it does not matter. Tame, it's still tame. Next. Harimoin, ha'aloin, ve'agoy, she'chakokum, hatinoikos, lomun bohem, es he'afar, oi, you have a pomegranate, and they carved out the inside. Or an aloin. Aloin, I have no idea what an aloin is. Some type of fruit. Fruit or vegetable. Maybe we can go into the grocery store and we can ask them what this is, an aloin. The kindlach have carved out the inside in order to use it as a receptacle to play with in the sand, the sandbox. You have a sandbox in your backyard for the kindlach?
No.
Well, kindlach like to play, they like to play in the dirt, they like to play in the sandbox. And they need pails. Before the days when they had pails, they improvise and they make their own little receptacles to put the sand in to play with. Okay, so
they used to take the nuts?
Nutshells, or they take an aloin, some type of vegetable or fruit or remoin, and they take out the inside and they use it as a receptacle to fill up sand or earth to play with. The children, the kinilach, they carved out the inside.
Right.
They carved the inside. Lomoid bohemesaf, or to measure. Measure here doesn't literally mean to measure, it means to play with as a toy, to fill up with afar. Oy or shehiskinum lekaf moiznayim, or these things have been created to make them into receptacles, nutshells, or rimon shells, like you see in this picture. Now this picture is not the main picture is the knemoznayim, not the scale, but the lekaf. Here's the kaf. This is the kaf, is the receptacle. This is the scale. The scale is the apparatus. But you have over here these two things which are the receptacles. These are called the kaf. The kaf moznayim. So tamei why sheyesh lohem maisa ve'ein lohem machashana. What does that mean? Let's give you the Rav.
You mean you use these things, these items, the alone, the remote, the egos, as the
receptacles. The receptacles on the scale.
Yeah.
So the halach is tame why sheyesh lohem maaseh ve'ein lohem machashava. Let us see what the mitzvot. Let us see what it says here in the Rav, the Hilik Rav. Sheyesh lamaisa kivon shechakakum. Kivon shechakakum. Since you have carved out the inside. If you thought lamud bohem ofar to measure earth kimo shehen chakukim me'alehen v'lo yasu bohem melacha ein machshavasam mevim lidei tuma. Let's say they already were carved out. Let's say you got a pomegranate and someone already took out the inside. Okay, someone already has taken out the inside because they were hungry and they scooped out. And now, look at that. This is a perfect receptacle. I'm going to use this as a pail in the sandbox. It's not makabel tumah because all you had in that instance was a machshava. A machshava is not sufficient. You must have a maisa. Just thinking that since this pail has been, this thing is a receptacle, is not enough. You have to do a maisa. That's what the Rav says. Look at the Rav one more time. Ve'im chashava lamud bochem afar, kimoy shehen chakun, the way they are carved out, me'alem, or in their original form. In other words, you found it. You found it lying around. You found it lying around. Now someone comes along and wants to go use the way they are. And you have not done an additional act of labor in order to transform it. Their machshav does not mevil de tumah. Now let's see ois lamid beis. Ois lamid beis is in the ikar tosfos yomtov. Mashma di lumad. Now I'm reading a little bit further clarification. Lamid beis. Mashma di ilum dodoi havi maisa. That if you even measured it, it would be a ma'isa. V'chod esim v'loyasa b'mlocha, hayin shloy medodoy. Avo rashi kosar shafilu medodoy bo ash ela shloyasa b'ma'isa l'shem kli. No, it's not enough to measure. You have to mamish to a ma'isa. Okay, and what does Lama Gimel say? Be'in lam machshava, she'im ben das chishav alayhen. Ooh, t'im machshava. D'nam sefer chafei kol kelim she'idun le'imatun machshava. Rashi, okay, Gvalb, so he's saying that the reason why over here, that let's say you see lying on the table, you see an eggshell, you see a nutshell, a very large and a walnut, yeah? And you say, well, perfect, that nutshell will be a perfect receptacle to hold, I have some money. I want to put away some delicate coins. I have a diamond. I have a diamond I want to go give to my wife as a present for her anniversary. For her anniversary. 2 years since she met. Since she met someone that she feels would have been her bashert. Not himself, no. So, you don't like that, right? No. You don't understand what I'm talking about. Men, they just don't understand.
Good.
You find a man.
You want to put something in a receptacle.
So the man's, look at this. This nutshell is the perfect size to serve as a receptacle for this diamond or this coin. That machshava alone transforms this piece of garbage into a kli, and henceforth it's mekabel tumah.
Good.
But let's say one of the kinderlach. The kinderlach is looking at the table. Your five-year-old sees on the table a nutshell, and he says, "You know, that nutshell will be the perfect thing to hold my piece of Lego that I have, sand or whatever, sand or a piece of Lego." Yeah. And he has a machshava. I'm going to use that walnut shell to hold my little Lego pieces. It's not makabel tumah, because the machshava of a child does not elevate an object into a kli that's makabel tumah. The child must do a maisa. He must take it from the table, take the spoon or fork, and scrape out a little bit of the inside.
Right.
In order to transform it to a kli that's makabel tumah.
He has to do some sort of
maisa.
A maisa
in order to transform it into a kli that's now makabel tumah.
But not if it's something kosher.
What do you mean the chashev?
You're saying if it was a diamond, then
that's no. We're not talking about the diamond. We're talking about the remind. We're talking about the remind, the alayin, the egois.
Right.
And we're going to use one of these strings as a receptacle to hold something.
Right.
I just gave you an example, a diamond. I gave you a coin or a piece of Lego.
What do you do with a diamond? No, you said with a diamond, it transforms it right.
No, I said an adult. I said it if an adult, love that. Let's say you have an adult who likes to play Lego, likes to go to the sandbox.
So if an adult puts something in it, it automatically transforms?
Because adult thinks, the machshava. If an adult...
Just all he has to do is think.
An adult's machshava is already enough to transform it into klutz mekabel tumah. Shechakoko is a maisa. Shechakoko means he actually took a utensil and he took it out. He made it. He transformed it. Then
lamed b'henis ha'ofer.
Lamed needs to measure. Lamed, so according to the mefarshim, it's lav dafka to measure. It means he did it in order to use as a receptacle to measure earth. Or he fashioned it. He fashioned it into a lekaf moznayim. Then it's tame. Why? Sheyesh la machshava. Because sheyesh lohem means the kinderlach. The word lohem is a very important translation. Sheyesh lohem for kinderlach, for the tinoikos. The word lohem is coming to explain the word tinoikos. Sheyesh lohem machshava. Children's machshava makes a difference. The aim lohem ma'is sheyesh lohem ma'is. Kinderlach, their ma'isa makes a difference. V'ein lohem machashava, but their machshava does not make a difference.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's review the entire Mishnah from the beginning. And then back to Mishnah Tezvav. I say, kli kibul mikol mak. A person makes a kli kibul mikol mak. What is mikol mak? Even the smallest size. I have to go to a laboratory. In laboratory, they have very small receptacles. They have receptacles that can hold milligrams, micromilligrams, teeny little things. Millimeter, teeny little things. As long as this utensil has been fashioned in order to hold, to serve as a receptacle, even for the mikol makom, even for the smallest thing, automatically it's tamei. You got that principle? You got that?
Yeah, thanks.
Ha'oseh chli kibul mikol makom. If you make a receptacle, even the smallest receptacle, it's tamei.
And this is talking about, of course, an adult, but
an adult,
right?
Even a child, I'm not asking. Even a child.
Because we just said
we'll get that later on. But okay, that's not the topic of the mission.
But this is also a kli kibul, and it's not b'chol makom.
The word b'chol makom is going on the size of the receptacle. How much can this receptacle hold?
Very little.
It can hold a milligram. Teeny, teeny, teeny amount of liquid, a teeny amount of solid. smallest amount of smallest amount. Let's see, make a veggie cap. A veggie cap. Let's make a very small chair, a stretcher for an ambulance. Right. A stretcher for them is not the ideal thing a person would want to go to sleep upon.
Right.
Okay, you can make that's the size of maybe even a fifth of a regular bed.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter. Since this thing is made to lie down upon, even though it's not the average size, it's not a twin bed, it's not a king size bed,
right,
it's not a queen size bed, it's just a stretcher in an ambulance. It's still Mikol Makom Tame. A moish of a chair. You know, you ever see these walkers? So they have we go into the store, they have the 99 cents, they have these teeny little chairs, teeny little folded chairs for the kiddies. So can an adult sell them in B'shas Hadchak? Yeah. So since it's a chair, even though it's not the ideal, it's not one of these fancy schmancy $200 chairs. It's not one of these things, but it costs 99 cents and it gets the job done. When push comes to shove, it gets the job done. So that's called mikol makom. A male halacha is called tame. Next, now let's say you make a receptacle made from metal. Now we can discuss. Now we're not going to discuss the volume, the size. Now we're going to discuss the material. Let's say you make a leather pouch from leather. That's matzah. That's unfinished product. Or from papyrus. Papyrus is very, very cheap paper. Very cheap paper. Okay? Now we go to the rimoin, the pomegranate, or the aloin. You know what an aloin is? I don't know what it is. Some type of fruit or vegetable. Or egois. Shechakakum hatinoikois. The kindelach. Shechakakum. They have one, and they have, what have they done with it? They have done a maisa. They have done a maisa to dig deep. Are you with me?
Yeah, I noticed.
Sheikh for the receptacle part of the scale. Tomei sheyesh lahem. Who's lahem going on? The tinoikos. Maisa, because their maisa is significant. The ain lahem, but kindelach machshava is insignificant. But in contrast to an adult,
machshava.
Even machshava makes a difference. Okay. Now we go to Mishnah Tezayin. Kinei Moznayim. Okay, they have a picture. What's a Kinei Moznayim? Let's right away jump to the illustration. 526. Okay, on top we have the Kinei Moznayim. Okay, Cholul. Notice the Kone is Cholul. Okay, notice that it's hollow. Do you see that the top reed is hollow? You're cheating over here. This scale is cheating. This Kesef Chai. There's silver. There's some raw silver in there that's on that left side. Okay, kishemoichem mata tchilas akon l'tzadze v'kesef l'cholich l'tzadze u'machbid v'mishkol mare yoisem v'mishkol hachitim. And the weight is heavier than it really is, so you can cheat. Over here is showing you, we have to see what's going on over here. Okay, so you see over here on the left side, you see the scale, you see the wheat, there's wheat.
Kesef chai?
Inside the koneh. In the koneh.
It's called kesef chai.
It's called kesef chai.
Kesef
silver.
Chai is wheat?
No, on the scale are kernels of wheat.
But why does kesef chai make it?
I don't know, there's a problem. There's something going not right over here. Something over here does not look
something,
honest.
Something
looks fishy. Okay, let's see on the other side. Look on the right side. Okay, I'm not exactly sure. We have to see the Mishnah. Look at the bottom. Kneam was naim acholul makabel to mohol v'yeshba beis kibul. Kneam was naim. So the topic of discussion is the kneam was naim. Okay, the topic of the mission is going to be the top tube. Okay, that is going to be the topic of discussion. The kneam was naim is the top tube.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, so kneam was naim hacholul. That's halu makabel to mohol v'yeshba beis kibul. Laketzav chai. Since the receptacle, so it's like, why is that tube on top of the Kabbal Tumah? Why is it in the Kabbal Tumah? That's not a receptacle. Terence says it is a receptacle because you put inside that tube, you put inside Kesef Chai. You put inside silver. Okay, let's see.
That's why it's a Kabbal Tumah?
Yeah, it's a receptacle. because inside of that tube you put in Kesef Chai. We'll see why in a moment. The nearest shachidish b'mishu saying that he kishakana oimei b'fnei atzmo, even when it's by itself, avu kishu b'mechubel l'kapoi samaznayim b'lavachki kabel tomo, kidin ha-mechubel l'tomei, kapoi samaznayim sheishlam b'eskibel tomei, that we already know. So he's coming to the chiddush is that even though in this picture, in this particular picture, the kana is already attached. It's attached to the apparatus. So when it is attached to the apparatus, that's not a chiddush. Of course it's mekabel tum. It's mechubel to a kli. The chiddush is even when it's not attached, even when this thing is on the shelf, I take it apart and I put the kana on the shelf. So it's not attached. It's not attached. So therefore,
the apparatus attached to the adama, which is not.
So we're going. The important point over here is that we're going in a situation where it's not attached. If it was fully assembled, of course it's mekabel tumah.
Well, a different question is if this is on the earth, right?
It's not attached to the earth. A scale is not attached to the earth.
Oh, it's not. It's on a table.
A small table scale. You go into the store. Well, they attach the scale to the counter. Well, no one's watching. You pick it up. You take it home with you. You never did that before?
Never. You do that all the time, right?
They'll tell you shoplifting. Say, it's not shoplifting. It's not for sale. Shoplifting is only when it's for sale. The scale is not for sale. Tell that to the judge.
Right.
Tell that to the judge. It's a very good argument. Show me where it says in the law. Show me where it says in the law that shoplifting applies to the cash register. Shoplifting is only the merchandise. The cash register is not for sale, so it's free for taking.
Okay, I like that. It's fair. In true form, this one.
In true form, what does that mean? True form?
Back from Boston.
Sounds like an art term.
You went to where all the liberals are.
Where liberals are? How do you know the liberals there? There are more liberals in New York than there are in Boston.
Yeah, okay.
Population of New York is 8 million. Population of Boston is...
2 million.
There are many more liberals in New York than there are in Boston.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Massachusetts, the whole Massachusetts.
Whole Massachusetts. There are more liberals in New York City than there are in the whole Massachusetts.
All right.
So it says here the kinetic when even when this thing is detached, it's not attached to the apparatus. Let's see the other round. Rabbi's name is Naim Haramoim. Oh, so right away he's telling us that we're not dealing with honest people. Okay, we're not dealing with honest people. We're dealing with a ramai,
okay.
A deceiver.
Good.
Love on harami.
Good. Come on, faster.
You're not paying attention. I will go fast. You're not paying attention.
Yeah.
Haramoim, the deceivers, they make it chalul chalul mamnich moisel b'chalul b'chalul kesef chay. They put inside of the kesef chay. Uchas shoyklem makl. When they weigh matin b'konem ma'at, they tilt the scale a little bit. V'hoy lecha kesef chay letzad adav hanishkol. U'machber machuyei. Okay, it really is beyond my understanding. Why we're discussing the case of a ramai? No, b'shnayis don't do that.
Right.
I don't know why you say, but this is going a ramai. The ramai, the deceivers. I'm sure there's other mafarshim, but the ramai, the deceivers. They put inside over here kesef chai. So why? It'll naturally weigh down more. So it's going to weigh down more. What's going to happen? It's going to look like you're taking more than you're really getting. In other words, if I would not have this kesef chai, I would have to put on the scale more wheat in order to make it even with this weight. I put a pound, right? I put 1 pound. Okay, so now it goes all the way down. I got to put a pound of wheat, right? The pound of wheat. But if I fix the scale by putting in some kesef chai on this side of the koneh, I only got to put in this scale 3/4 of a pound to match the pound weight.
Right.
So that's what a deceiver does. Now you know how to conduct business. This is what a rabbi does. So that's what this is in the Rav. Haramoyim oisim moisa chalob umnichim b'chalokas v'chayim shechogim b'matim b'chonim b'adlo v'echlo l'atakes l'tzad l'tzad adover anishkal u'mach b'namachli according to the way down. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. So therefore, because over here this thing is hollow, and when it's hollow, that allows itself to be used to put inside over here some kesef chai. So this thing over here serves as a receptacle, being that theoretically it can serve as a receptacle, but maybe it's going to be mekabel tumah. Got it? Okay, next. Then it says the hamachoik. What's the machoik? The machoik is, that's easy. Picture 527. Okay, 527 is when you smooth off. You fill up a bowl and you want to only give what's it called? What do you say? How do you say it in English?
Flat.
A flat measure, not a heaping. There's a heaping measure, and there's a
flat measure
or not heaping measure. So you take a special tool. You go and you whip to remove the excess flour or kamadi. That's called mochok. That's called mochok. Machok.
She can use the machok too, no?
But like some people, they have zuchuyot. Keeping measure of zuchuyot, mitzos. Then the satan comes and says, these were all done shleil l'shma. Wipe away. Chas v'shalom. It has to be done l'shma. L'shma.
Yeah.
For her sake. For the wife.
Okay, machok, sheyesh ba.
This stick that's used to clean off the excess. Yeah? This excess. Sheyesh bohem beiskibul matochos. Now, what does that mean? So let's see over here what it says over here in the Rav. Let's go to Rav Hamachoik. Shemoichakin boy hamida ke shehi gedusha. Okay, when it's heavy measure, the imoy snoisa shel dolas. If you make it from a dolas and melon,
gedusha. What's gedusha?
Heaping. Oh. Here is a heaping measure.
That's gedusha.
That's called gedusha. The mois, what?
Heaping
measure. The mois noisa shel dolas uchiyetsa ba min hadvarim hakalim hu mekil v'ra l'moicher. If you make it from a melon, something that's very light, it's ra l'moicher. The mois noisa l'matechas hu machmid v'ra l'lokech. I never understood in the Gemara this concept. V'ra l'lokech. Avul oisim moso shel zayit shel ogoiz v'shel eshkodaya, which is in the middle. The haramai and the deceiver oisa mochok shel zayis v'shel egois cholul from olive shel egois cholul shechumoicher machnes by matechas kdei sheyachven shukoy nemisak. Wow. Okay. Here's the case. Okay. He's saying a matter of physics. I don't know how this works, but he's saying it'll be like this. If this reads. You see this mochok?
Mm-hmm.
It comes in different materials. You can buy plastic. You can blow with very light, or from different types of wood, which are very very light. You can make it from metal. From metal, or metal rod. And here's what it says. I don't know how this thing works.
Okay.
He says that if you use metal,
right,
somehow it's very heavy and it makes it. It takes away too much. When you have a heaping measure and you use metal, I don't know why.
It
takes away, maybe because it bends, maybe. It bends on the inside, I don't know. It takes away too much. I don't know the physics of why it should be a difference between metal if it's a straight shooter, if it's straight.
Right.
I don't know. Somehow that's what it says. Maybe because it bends in. If it's made from metal or heavy wood and you scrape, it's going to scrape away too much. If you make it from something very light, feather light, and you use it to scrape away, it's going to scrape away just the bare minimum. And you're going to leave over more, it'll be a little bit heaping, there'll still be something left inside, there'll be a little bit more than the bare minimum. Okay?
Okay.
Therefore, if you are a buyer, what would you prefer the seller use to give you to do to clean off the heap? If you're the buyer.
I'm the buyer. I want the
wood.
More.
You want the lightweight.
Yeah.
If you're the seller, what do you want to use?
The heavyweight.
Heavyweight. So what is the code? What does the city decide? The city comes down, the inspectors, what are they inside? The middle. The middle. A type of wood which is not Goldilocks principle.
Yeah.
Not too heavy, not too light. Something that's right in the middle.
Right?
Always go the middle road. Always go the middle road unless you go to Rashur. Then you have to go to the extreme. Right? We normally go to the middle road. Right? Kriyas Yamsuf. There were 12 paths. Which path did you go in? There were people that went on the left, people went on the right. Where did Rashur go? He was all the way on the right.
Okay.
There were people.
I think he's very centered.
Libs. They were all the way on the left. All the way. They went down the left. There were 11 highways. But you know the difference is? If you go on the left, you get there faster.
Right.
So you can be a lefty.
You're a lefty.
No, lefties is the lefties.
You're a lefty.
But the lefties go very fast. The righties, they go. Okay. So now we have over here. We have over here this metal. When you're going to take off the mesh, are you going to use the lightweight? You're going to use the heavyweight.
Correct.
So therefore, if the buyer, what does the buyer want?
Heavy.
The buyer wants the no.
The lightweight.
Now the lightweight. What does the seller want to use? Seller wants to use the heavy. So what is what's the standard? What's the Chazal institute?
The Chazal, the middle.
Now they are deceivers. What are the deceivers? They use the lightweight. They use the medium, but they fill it up. So from the outside it looks like it's lightweight, but really it's filled with lead. Don't touch. Now you know why they tell you not to touch the scales in the store. Because they don't want you to know what they're really doing. So the Rambam have the lightweight, but in the lightweight it's heavy. So you think you're getting a good deal when really they're deceiving you. Now because they're filling it up, it's a clay kibble, it's mekabel.
Tumah.
Are you paying attention? I don't get the sense that you're with me today.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have over here the Mishnah says Kinemos Nine Maham Bahamachoik Sheyesh Bohem Beis Kibul Matochos, which has a Beis Kibul for metal. Let's see over here what it's over here in the Rav Hamachoik Shemoichakin Bohemidikushu Gudusha. He got up. The Moist Nesha Shodos made Shod Lazar Shoyas, we make it on Lazar Metal and Shoyas in the middle of our Mahakalim, who make it very light, and it's light, it's virala moicher, it's not good for the moicher.
If it's light, it's not good for the
moicher, because he has to give away too much. If you're going to give away too much, who makes it very heavy, virala lokech, it's not good for the buyer. Avlois moicher shal zayis, shal egoiz, shal eshkoroya, three different types of wood which are in the middle. The haramai, and the deceiver, what does he do? Oysa mochok shal zayis, he makes from zayis, which is
the middle one.
Vishal o egoiz, kolu. Or not, which is cholul, hollow. They hollow out the center without you realizing it. And when he's a moicher, when he's a seller, he puts matechas b'kadeshiyach, which be heavy to cheat the buyer. When you go to the store to be a buyer, so then it looks like it's wood, but really it's hollow, it's light, and you're getting the better deal. Okay, next. So therefore, it's the basic of sheyesh b'meiskil matechas. Next, veho esel. Sheyesh by basically, what's an A-cell? An A-cell is picture 528. Okay, let's go look at it. We didn't do the capture, picture 527. Let's do the picture 527. What's 527?
Mochik.
What's the mochik? Meshamesh limchik with mindigo. It's used to a mochik to take off the heap. Vrub shute kliet, shainim makablam tumma, vimosa chalv make it hollow, lahatmin matechas, besocha, vialide kachiach, vimchik, yoyser beshoshu moichu, moitsi samatechas, kashukoin, vazimchik, yapachas, rekilibul makablam. Exactly what we learned. Okay, what's the A-cell? The A-cell, look at picture 528. Pshudikli eitz ve'in mekabel tumah v'imoso cholul lahatmin boim mo'isav kedei sheyachzor kedei sheyachzor mo'isav kedei sheyachzor v'imol balabai yesh lo'i kibel es secharoi. Wait, pshudikli eitz ve'in mekabel tumah v'imoso cholul lahatmin boim mo'isav כדי שיחסו יהיה לבעלבי שלא קיבלו לסוחר, והרי זה כלי קיבלו מקבל תומה. Okay, five is a pole. The pole is used to go into hold the pails of water. So when he brings the water, what does he do? He puts, he gets paid.
Yeah.
And then he goes back to the Balabai and says, he never paid me. The Balabai says, you lie, I did pay you. Check your pockets. Check his pockets.
Got no pockets.
Nothing in my pockets.
He's got no pockets.
The pockets. Whatever. So the Balabai says, I don't have it. So you do, you lie, and they search him. But really, where is the money? The money is, where is all the money?
And the whatever.
It's inside the pole.
Really?
It's inside the pole.
Everything?
It's in the pole. That's he hid the money in the pole.
That's another. That's all Rabbi. We're talking about all these Rabbis now, huh?
All the Ramayim.
They
go through the metal detector. Like I once saw.
That was a story. Huh? Somebody once used it.
Here, I think I say it so seriously.
Why wouldn't I?
Vita. So that's called the Eisel. The Eisel Vita, the Eisel Sheyesh Bebeis Pigibul Mos. Next, let's see what the Rav Rabbi says. The Eisel. Moit. What's a moit? Is a pole. Yeah, the moit. Shenoy simboim bekosev shkish bepoil lemu. We have a lot of workers. Lachash kibul uschar. After they give reward, based on bebayi, based kibul shem moit eschoy. They hide the money. They hide the money over there. The oim of the balabayis loy nasul lischi to give my money. Shem uche mechab shem oiso. And they do a body search. They don't pay attention to check maybe the money's inside. Okay, the deceiver, they claim he didn't give me the money. So they check him. They check his pockets. Why don't they check the pole? They hid the money inside the pole.
Yeah, it says,
the balabayis, he will reply to the balabayis, he'll tell the balabayis, he never paid my money.
See,
even
if he's a
rabbi
and he has one of these acels, so then it's the Kabbal Tumma.
Right.
But normally it's not.
But normally the A-cell is
you also,
not...
You also said, I mean, we learned earlier that if the A-cell... The A-cell... Is it considered a... What do you call it? A Klilif Neyatzma, like. Or is it Meshuvah to those...
Right, so we had those the hooks, the unkeli. If you have a pole that has nothing on it, pshutikli, it's not a makabel tuma. Only when it has the unkeli, the hooks.
Right.
The hooks are metal.
Right.
So the metal is so different that it becomes toffle to the hooks, and then it's a makabel tuma.
Right.
But here there's no metal. Here there are no hooks. Here it's just a moat. The regular pole is pshutikli. Pshutikli, not a makabel tuma. But in this instance, the pshutikli have been hallowed.
Right.
And when they've been hallowed, now they're makabel tuma because they have a base kibble.
Right.
And when there's a base kibble, it's makabel tuma.
Only when the guy steps money inside.
Right, exactly. So we're saying over here that that's called an asel. Asel is a moat that's used by the workers, and typically the stama workers in a ramai. Stama workers are ramai.
Serious?
That seems to be saying over here in the Mishnah Vayta. Running out of time. And the kone of the ani, here the kone is the ani sheyesh bo beis kibul. Umakel sheyesh bo beis kibul. Okay, let's give you the Rav. Kone shel ani sheyesh bo beis kibul. V'shoyse mehem, he drinks. This is walking staff. He fills it up with water. He filled up with water to drink. L'chaim. Okay, he filled up with water. I'm hungry. But the truth is, he really drank. He had a l'chaim. Rabbi Sai Perishu beis kibul mayim beis kibul mashkin uchshetoreach eitzel balabayis bebeis habad goynev min hashemen. Another interpretation is that he fills up with oil when he works in the olive oil press. He cheats his balabayis and he fills up this staff with shemen. Shemen zayizoch kosis lama or lahalos ner tamid. Okay? So that's called the konesh shel ani sheyesh beiskibul mayim, and either he puts their water or he steals and he uses the beiskibul mayim to hold to store oil. Makel, let's see with the picture. The picture over here says. Now what does that mean? To hide the mezuzah or margolis or pearls, lavriach menam b'margolis, he puts their pearls inside so that when it comes to pay taxes, latznia b'mezuzah, you want to hide your religious objects. There was a terrible chil Hashem years ago, and a person hid diamonds inside tefillin baton. In the tefillin shloyosh, the parashios opened up the tefillin, and in the batim of the tefillin shloyosh, he put in diamonds, and he went to customs in order not to pay to smuggle in diamonds into the country. And what happened? Someone tipped off the custom officials that this is what they are doing, and the chilul Hashem was noyda v'oyim. So here it says, where did they get the idea from? The guy from this Mishnah. You have a makil, and you have margolios. So you want to hide inside your mezuzah. Inside the makil, you hide the mezuzah. Maybe because of religious persecution. And what else? You hide in their margolios, you hide in their pearls. Hare elu tmeim. The alkulam am Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, oily im oimer, oily im loy oimer. Woe to me if I tell them, or woe to me if I don't tell them. Okay, let's see the Rabbi Makam, we're going to look at the Mechas, to steal the Margolis. Oily Shema Yilmudu Mimeni ben Adam L'Ramah. So I go and I teach the Oilam these things, this mission of the Ramah, I'm going to learn new techniques. Oily Loyama Shema Yoimru Haramoyim. If I'm not going to go teach the halacha, the deceivers are going to think that the Talmidei Chacham are naive. They are naive. They're going to go deceive more. They go in the right way, and the Rishon they use the Torah as a technique. They stumble in the ways of Torah. Okay. Okay, so now we finished our Mishnah. Let's chaz the entire Mishnah. Let's chaz the Mishnah very quickly, okay? You ready? Mishnah Tezayin. Knei Maznayim. That's this Zach. The Knei Maznayim. The Ramoyim, what do they put inside the Knei Maznayim? It's basically because they put inside of it Kesef Chai, in order to make it heavier on that one side. Yeah?
Yeah.
The Hamachoik Sheyesh Van Beiskil Matachas. The Machoik. The deceivers, they make it out of wood, something lightweight, and they fill it up with metal. The Esel is that pole. They say, I never was paid, you didn't pay me. Check, you can do a body search. And they hid the money inside. The Esel, Sheyesh by Kibeskibo Mos. The Kone Shaloni, Sheyesh by Beskibo Mayim. A Kone only uses for water. It's used for water, but he really fills up with Shem. He steals the commodity. He steals gasoline. He puts gasoline in his canteen to fill up his car. Okay, makel sheyesh beiskibul mezuzah margolis. You have a stick. In the stick, you put in there a mezuzah, or you put in there pearls in order not to pay taxes. Harei lutim. All of these things are all of these examples. The esel, the mochik, the makel, the kone. They all have in common. They're a beiskibul. They're beiskibul makabel tuma. The makabel tuma. The tome. Harei elu tumei.
Makel sheyesh beiskibul mezuzah.
You use it to hide a mezuzah inside. A mezuzah, makel, v'loisin can lignoy tzvei samechas. Maybe so. Either mezuzahs, choloi v'ashmich v'melam mezuzah shein shein loisin mimen namechas v'tachtecha. No, what it means? According to the Tosfos, he explains, you're supposed to put their mezuzahs, but instead of putting a mezuzah, you put in their pearls. This is a makel that's meant to store instead. Like I told you with the tefillin. The tefillin batim are meant to put in tefillin. Instead you put in diamonds. You're supposed to put in a mezuzah.
That doesn't go well with the
It does. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. It's meant for mezuzah umargolios. That same one I said before. It's meant for mayim, and instead, well, doesn't he? I didn't say then you'd be putting the oil. Okay, enechnami. So the Mishnah, the lashon, have to be analyzed. Lashon, but that's how the Rav explains it. That's how he explains it. Yesu kibum mezuzah umargolios. Harei elu tamein. The Al-Kulon, with regard to all these techniques, the Machlik, the Esel, the Makel, and the Kanem was Naim, the Al-Kulon Rabbi Yochanan and Zakri, Oili Imoimer. Woe to me if I say thee, if I teach this halach, because then the Rabbi is going to learn. Some of them, they don't know this.
People don't know
that you can go take your tefillin and you can go store things inside the tefillin batten. So Oili Imoimer, woe to me if I give people ideas. I don't want people new ideas. But the Oili in Lo Yoimar. Because I don't say it, then the Amaratim are going to say, but they're naive. They're naive. They don't know the ways of the world. They're naive. They're bench warmers. And the Nela, you have to, the bottom line is, you have to teach it because Ki Yesharim Darkei Hashem Tzadikim Yelchubam Ufayshim Yikashtubam.
Very nice.